Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Comerica Incorporated, a financial services company that operates in three main business segments: commercial banking, retail banking, and wealth management. Comerica is known for its relationship-based banking model and its strong presence in Texas, California, and Michigan. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the financial services sector. Let's dive in.
Comerica has built a strong reputation in relationship banking, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, particularly in lending practices and customer relationship management?
Risk aversion plays a significant role in Comerica's decision-making, particularly in lending practices and customer relationship management. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as focusing on established clients with strong credit histories rather than expanding aggressively into new high-risk markets or offering innovative but less tested financial products. While this conservative approach helps ensure financial stability and reduces the likelihood of loan defaults, it may also limit Comerica's ability to capitalize on growth opportunities in emerging markets or sectors. Status quo bias is another important factor where Comerica might be inclined to maintain their traditional banking practices and relationship-based model, potentially overlooking opportunities to innovate or modernize their services to meet the evolving needs of customers.
This focus on maintaining a conservative approach and building long-term relationships has helped Comerica build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and financial security in the banking sector.
Exactly. Comerica's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the financial services industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the banking landscape continues to evolve with digital transformation and changing customer expectations.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Comerica Incorporated. As a major financial institution with a diverse client base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Comerica given their role in providing financial services to a wide range of customers from different backgrounds. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing inclusive financial products and services that meet the needs of a diverse customer base. A diverse workforce within Comerica can help the company better understand the unique financial challenges and opportunities in different communities, leading to more effective and customer-focused solutions. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like financial services, where understanding and addressing diverse client needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Comerica not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of clients, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible banking. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Comerica operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving financial services market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Comerica's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the financial services sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with adopting new technologies and expanding into new markets. Risk aversion might make Comerica more inclined to focus on their established markets and traditional banking practices, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital banking, fintech innovations, and changing customer behaviors. Status quo bias might drive them to maintain their relationship-based banking model, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities in digital transformation and customer-centric services.
This adaptability is key for Comerica, especially as they face competition from both traditional banks and newer, more innovative fintech companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining strong customer relationships is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Comerica's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established relationship-based model, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Comerica Incorporated to other companies in the financial services sector like JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and U.S. Bancorp. How do Comerica's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Comerica's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the financial services sector, such as JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and U.S. Bancorp, particularly in their approach to lending, customer engagement, and market adaptation. Comerica's emphasis on relationship-based banking appeals to investors looking for consistency and personalized service in the financial sector. JP Morgan Chase, known for its strong focus on investment banking and digital innovation, appeals to those interested in growth through a diversified approach to banking. Wells Fargo, with its extensive retail banking network and focus on consumer services, offers a more customer-centric approach to banking, while U.S. Bancorp's emphasis on technology-driven solutions positions it as a leader in digital banking. Comerica's focus on balancing relationship-based banking with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike JP Morgan Chase or U.S. Bancorp, which have a broader focus on digital innovation or investment banking, Comerica's strength lies in its ability to maintain strong, personalized relationships with clients, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Comerica, the focus on relationship-based banking and financial stability provides a unique value proposition in the financial services sector.
To sum up, Comerica Incorporated's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their lending practices, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Comerica's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Thank you.